Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Be our first caller. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? First in line? Everyone likes that. 888.
Who wants to talk to Audrey?
Oh, yeah, you can talk to Audrey. 888-RADIO
30. What can we talk to Audrey about? Anything we want?
She has the most interesting job at eBay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, take it away, Audrey.
I'm here with the research report. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Take it away. So listen, so I went to eBay for Business blog.
Yes. Yeah.
And was it the inventory secret thing that you were talking about?
No. Go to the eBay for Business blog.
I'm there.
And then there's a search bar on the upper right. Just put in browse pages because I know browse pages is in the title of the blog post, although I can't remember the exact title.
Browse pages.
Browse pages.
Browse.
Okay. It's all
well,
about eBay
exciting.
Browse. Okay, I found it. Well, this is an important thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Would you mind popping that in the group? I don't have my computer in front of me.
I don't know how to pop that in the group.
All right. I'll do
sorry.
That.
Sorry. I know.
No, that a girl.
I don't know nothing about popping in no group.
Not at all.
Miss Scarlett! Miss Scarlett!
No idea. No, if you tell me how to do it, I'll do it.
I have no idea either.
Oh.
You just cut and paste the URL into a post.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just
that's
cut
what
and
I
paste
meant.
The URL.
That's what I meant.
Cut and paste the URL.
Yeah, just copy and paste
got
it.
Got it. I can do that. I can
See,
do that.
See, that's how you pop it in, babe.
Yeah, I can
You
do
stick
that.
With us, you'll be smart someday.
Someday.
Super smart.
Super smart.
Yeah. So, Audrey, what is your job?
My job is a lot.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's fun. I would agree that I have the best job at eBay. Thank you very much, eBay, for keeping me around.
You're involved in a lot of stuff.
I am involved in a lot of stuff. I, manage the eBay for Business pages on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, the blog. So I got a lot of things always in the hopper, always happening at once. And it's exciting and it's fast paced and it's, you know, I'm, what can I say about it? I'm just always out there trying to push out information and
you talk to a lot of sellers, don't you?
I talk to a lot of sellers, yeah. Particularly on Facebook, cause that's, you know, eBay for Business is kind of our, I'm sorry, the Facebook page is kind of our first priority along with the blog and the eBay for Business program, if mm-hmm. you could think about it that way. And so I talk to sellers a lot on the eBay for Business page. I also talk to sellers a lot in private groups using, you know, my own Facebook profile.
Sure.
And that has been a wealth of information. I actually get a ton of content from the private groups and the public groups that I am a part of. It's a really great way to keep your finger kind of on the pulse of what's going on, man on the street stuff, right?
What are you hearing? What are some of the common themes you're hearing?
Well, I'm hearing a lot about seller update, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing, you know, I actually hear a lot of, like, policy suggestions or product suggestions, and I think that those are fantastic, and I always push those to the right teams. I think our sellers have a ton of great ideas about how to improve eBay or what sort of functionality they would like to see. So I see that. I also just see a ton of, like, how do I say this? Like, sellers giving advice to each other on how to sell. I see a ton of great examples of how to do great customer service and how to do awful customer service. It kind of depends on the group you're in and...
What about the awful? What are you seeing?
I see sellers getting worked up for reasons that they shouldn't get worked up, you know?
Is there a common theme there?
It's all about, you know, it's all this emotional stuff. It's all about somebody wanted to send a return back and...
It's immediately suspect.
And,
right?
Yes, and everyone's a scammer and, you know, and that's a terrible... First of all, it's a terrible mindset in life, but it's also a terrible mindset if you're an entrepreneur on eBay.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I see the good and the bad.
Hmm.
And I try to reinforce the good and re-educate on the bad.
So I've always thought that the reason that a lot of them, you know, get excited first and get upset first before they experiment or before they really, you know, try to make it work is, I'm sorry, but lack of experience as an entrepreneur, and that's one of the things that we teach you about here on eBay Radio.
Yes, exactly.
Is you've got to get in that entrepreneur mindset.
Yeah, we have similar missions, different channels, but similar missions, and that I think I'm trying to teach people how to sell on eBay and how to run a business on eBay, and I think you guys are basically doing the
same. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I think that's, because it's not easy, and a lot of people who start on eBay don't really come from a business background, so they tend to run towards the emotional when something happens. And business, no matter if it's on eBay and your own brick and mortar, it's your own website or whatever, it's constant change.
Yes. You know, I have to say, to react with emotionally is human, right? We can't take that away from our chemistry or our DNA. But I'm glad to see that sellers, for instance, go into a private group, do a little rant. They get the right information, the right guidance on how to do great customer service, and then they take it back to their customer, and the customer is none the wiser, right? I love the fact that private seller groups, and hopefully eBay for Business does this as well, is that we give people kind of a place to vent and figure it out, and then they go, turn around and give excellent customer service.
Yeah, and that's not always easy. Do you think given that you're one person and within your channels, do you think that you're effective?
I am thankfully not one person in my channels. We've got a really terrific customer service team out of Utah.
Oh, good.
That manages does customer service on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Right.
And they also participate in the community a little bit. If you know Heidi and Trenton, shout out to Heidi and Trenton.
I do, yeah.
They are fantastic. I can't say enough about our Salt Lake City customer service team. They do a fantastic job on our social channels and in the community.
So I'll rephrase that. Do you feel your team is actually gaining ground and making a difference? I know that's a loaded question, but I need your perspective.
Yes.
That was easy.
Here on eBay Radio, we've had almost 14 years watching some of the same people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
would have watched kind of the evolution of a smaller seller growing and learning. Yeah.
Fantastically so. You know, in 14 years we have. So, guess what?
What?
Here we go.
Now it's time for our research report with Aaron Chow, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Aaron.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Good to talk to you. What I'm going to talk about today is that we were recently asked by the Wall Street Journal to provide some sales data for a product that was really hot for a while. Well, Snap Spectacles for Snapchat. Now, this is one of those products that early adopters wanted, couldn't get a hold of, and of course, as a result, for about a week, a lot of them ended up on eBay and sold for 5 times their retail value. Then, prices fell back down to earth. But sellers who played their cards right in November saw a few days of huge margins. Now, this sort of thing is happening more and more in e-commerce. So today we want to provide a couple of tips to sellers on taking advantage of these kinds of opportunities. So here they are. Tip number one, know how to identify and study these kinds of products in your research. If a new product goes from zero to tons of bids with sky-high prices overnight, you've stumbled onto a trendy hit that'll probably sell like mad for a few days. Just remember to check sales numbers daily because the booms don't last forever. As soon as enough supply is out there to satisfy demand, the massive margin. Tip number two, when you see this pattern, consider using auction format listings. When demand is a lot bigger than supply, auctions are your friend. Let people pay you more to get their hands on what they're dying for. In November, some sellers sold Snap Spectacles at fixed prices way below winning auction bids on the very same days. They left hundreds of dollars on the table. Don't do that. Basically, these kinds of high-demand, low-supply opportunities do occur these days, and if you're lucky enough to be able to spot them and get your hands on some inventory, your margins on these products can really be high. As long as you play your cards right, make sure you're alert enough to know when the trend's over. For more tips on how to make the most hot trends like these short time before they fizzle, visit terapeak.com/eBay Radio. One word. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Nice to have you back again. We appreciate
it. Aaron, sorry.
Hey, listen, I put the link up there on the chat board. So if you're on our eBay Radio chat board, you can find Audrey's link.
Thank you very much, Lee.
It's up there. Yes, very long. Very long.
Yes, I know.
Took up 2 lines.
I could never say it on radio.
Yeah, that's why you did Bitly, which didn't work.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that.
God, I don't know.
Bitly.
Again.
So, Audrey.
You bit Lee.
I know. Yeah. I literally bit Lee.
Took a bit of Lee.
My name cries to be an adverb also. Listen, who's your boss?
Apparently.
Who is your boss, Audrey?
A woman named Rochelle. Wyatt. But ultimately, I report up to Judy Stern, who is the director of seller marketing, and then eventually to Susie Deering,
right?
CMO.
Oh yeah.
But Hal's constantly like.
Oh yeah.
Tasking you with stuff.
No, well. Yes and no. Cool. Hal is very active in the social channels, so
right.
so we see each other there.
There you go.
Yes.
Right. And Hal, like you said, he's constantly in those channels.
Yeah. Hard to keep up with him.
What's up with Hal?
I love it. I love a VP that's out that, you know, I've been with VPs that don't want to engage,
they don't
want to talk.
Right, right.
I love that Hal is out there talking to sellers. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, he's no Peter Gregory.
Yes.
You know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Well, we love it when you come on the air.
Thank you. I love being here.
And we hope you come back often.
Anytime.
Okay. How about next hour? Can you take my place?
No, you got to go to lunch?
No, I'm not. I'm kidding. But we always enjoy it.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're one of my favorite people at eBay and in the world.
Aww.
And it's always a...
Well, the feeling's mutual.
See, there we go. Mwah. We can't leave Lee out, though.
No, Lee, love you too, Lee.
Would you two get a room?
I know.
We have a room. It's
a little gross.
Room. Yeah, we're...
Bye, Audrey.
Goodbye. Thanks for having me.
See you soon.
Take care now.
This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Our lines are still open. 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 402.
When it comes to building a successful business on eBay, most sellers seek other people to help. Top-rated seller Lynn Drawley is known on eBay as the Queen of Auctions. She has this advice when looking for help.
You have to kind of think outside of the box, and you want to post it at a church. I got my very first assistant here in Palm Desert, came from the local church. Post it at the high schools, post it at your local colleges. I think eBay is a very intriguing business, and if you write the ad correctly, want to learn how to become your own eBay seller, work with the Queen of Auctions for 2 years, and learn the business and go off and do it on your own. And I think that's very intriguing to people.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia. Love the way you ship. Share your thoughts on this spring seller update or anything that's on your eBay mind at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Minor controversy. Very minor. Okay. All right. So someone on the chat board asks, I am curious. I know what TRS is, but what is ETRS? So I answered them back.
What is it?
That I always say TRS, meaning top-rated seller.
Yeah.
But some people, like Betsy, say ETRS, meaning eBay top-rated seller.
There you go.
So that's it in a nutshell.
There it is.
You might see it either way. I just say TRS, but, you know.
Yeah.
Betsy's an editor.
Yeah.
So everything is, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And we love that.
And,
Sort of.
And it even gets a little more confusing.
Because it's eBay's internal acronym for eBay Top Rated Seller.
Right, well, you know, and
so Betsy says we're actually wrong when we merely refer to it as TRS. I will continue, Betsy, to say TRS.
Oh, okay.
But she thinks it's wrong if we don't say the E before it.
Yeah. Well, she, I mean, it's
that's
not
my
the,
lot to
it's
bear.
Incomplete, let's put it that
yeah.
way. Right.
But that's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you should still strive to be
one
top rated, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love being top rated seller, but it's funny because it's not really tied to ratings anymore. It's more like it's top service seller, right? Because
mm-hmm. Well, let's think about this. What was it before?
Oh, there wasn't anything before.
No, I mean,
What?
Well, you had your ratings, though.
You had ratings, yeah, but, you know.
It was different.
It was different.
And it was based on different criteria.
Yeah.
Now it's all about service, you're right.
It is about service, and I see, one of the things that I found a little disconcerting were, somebody said, well, why should I bother now? Where's my incentive if it's only 10%? And I keep saying, well, your incentive is happy customers. If your business plan, your incentive for providing great service levels is so that you get 10% off your final value fees, that's wrong-headed. The reason for providing good service levels and great customer service, like fast shipping, fast handling, great returns, is not to make eBay happy or to get 10%. It's to make buyers happy so you can compete in a rather, you know, very competitive marketplace, grab buyers, make them happy, they come back, your business grows. It's good for business. It's good for business. It's not just that you got this, this thing going, so.
I get how they feel, but it's stinking thinking at this point. It is. It is.
Thinking.
So on the chat board,
yeah.
Oilerman wrote, E-Betsy, can you confirm the eBay open dates? I think it's July 25th through the July 27th. It is.
Yes, it is.
25th through the 27th in Las Vegas. Be there, be square. We do not know the hotel is yet. But I'm hoping that it's not going to be what I think it is.
What's that?
I'm not going to say, because then if it's that hotel, I will have cast some sort of horrible cloud over it.
Oh.
There's one place where we had it many, 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 many years ago. It wasn't an eBay radio party and conference. It was an eBay Live where
yeah.
we had to walk so far to get to the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You remember, remember that one? Don't say the name of the hotel. Remember people were getting swollen ankles and it was horrible?
No,
you don't remember that.
I mean,
you complained. I have more than anybody.
Wait a minute. Let me. Oh.
Yes. Do you remember that year?
Yeah, it's not at that hotel.
Oh, goodness.
You're talking about what's it called? The hotel. It's the Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay.
It's not
Bay.
Mandalay Bay. Yay. Okay.
I'm not playing 20 questions.
Do you know why I was concerned about Mandalay Bay? Something you said the other day.
Why?
You said you were going to get one of those electric scooters.
Oh, babe, I can't walk 10 feet without
this
being
year.
In pain. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, I hope it's not Mandalay Bay.
Mm.
Which is a beautiful hotel, by the way. It's gorgeous. But
it is gorgeous.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
To get to the room, it was big, very big. Well, okay, coming up next hour, got some interesting stuff happening.
Like what?
Bev England, our buddy, is coming
Bev,
on.
Yeah, yeah, we like
and
Bev.
She's going to share her shipping wisdom.
Because okay. She's been shipping for a long time.
Packing items correctly, getting them out the door on time.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
most
yes.
of all, making sure you've covered the freight. So she's going to be with us in the next hour, as is our buddy Barbara Weltman.
Well, that's totally cool.
She is a top 100 small business influencer, founder of Big Ideas for Small Business, and author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2017, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line. I like that. And J.K. Don't go there, Lee. And J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2017, Your Complete Guide to Everything Deductible. I want her to talk about that book when she comes on. So,
yeah, that would be great.
Some great guests for the next hour. And, of course, we will be taking your phone calls on the half hour, mm-hmm. as always. So at 888-RADIO 30.
It's never ending on eBay Radio.
I know. Just goes on and on and on, doesn't it, babe?
On and on.
So let me see what else has been said on the chat board here.
Well, while you're doing that, let's take a short top of the hour break. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia. Love the way you ship.
Oh, Betsy's mad because I said she was wrong. I didn't say she
brother.
Was wrong.
It'll be an interesting second hour coming up. Grandma's best shipping tips is shipping tips. Here on eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at the ebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.